Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Proverbs chapter 8, verses 11 through 22. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Proverbs, the 8th chapter. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil, pride and arrogance in the way of evil, and perverted speech I hate. I have counsel and sound wisdom. I have insight. I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree what is just. By me princes rule and nobles, all who govern justly. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even fine gold, and my yield than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the paths of justice, granting an inheritance to those who love me and filling their treasuries. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The fear of the Lord is the hatred of evil. It is not the embrace of naivety. We know from the scriptures that Christians are to be different from other people. What difference? We are to be wise with the wisdom that comes down from above, from the Father of lights, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Many believe that Christians are different because we are good people. God grant it. But that is usually said because it's an annoyance to those who want to persist unchallenged in what is bad. They believe themselves wise then when they observe that we do not always live up to our good standards. And so they inoculate themselves by naming us hypocrites. Increasingly, that is a charge that seems to stick only to Christians, I've noticed. Only a Christian seems to value consistency. Only a Christian seems capable of reconsidering our actions and whether we have, in fact, acted hypocritically. Because we believe that correction, that repentance, that forgiveness, and that change are often necessary for us. This is part of that wisdom that truly does make us different, though only part of it. But it's also a trait that could make us rubes. Wisdom hates pride and arrogance. It hates the way of evil and perverted speech. And we must never become hypocrites, truly ignorant of our own sin and slow to repent. But neither, dear friends, can we overlook that the wicked have no such bonds, and they have no such scruples as we do. You are willing to oppose what is twisted and what is perverse in yourself and flee to Christ. Good. But do not turn a foolish and naive eye to everyone else because of this. Consider yesterday's gospel again, where the Pharisees come to entangle Jesus with the question about paying taxes to Caesar. They come to catch him in a contradiction, so to discredit him as a hypocrite. And they were projecting when they did that. And Matthew tells us that Jesus knows their malice as they come to him. Now perhaps our Lord, exercising his divine attributes, saw into their hearts. If that's the case, I suppose that we humans have very little wisdom that we could gain from his example. But I ask you, is it not obvious to patient experience and discernment how those Pharisees always have been coming? the thick layer of compliments added to it, the inconsistent praise, and they're partnering even with their sworn enemies. It does not take a uniquely divine wisdom to suss out that their speech is perverted. And even in his humiliation, our Lord Jesus Christ is no fool. Therefore, it is a lesson for us also, dear Christians. Not everyone who asks you a question is going to ask you honestly. Not everyone in this world acts in good faith. Not everyone believes that forgiveness is even possible or desirable, because they do not all acknowledge Jesus Christ. And thus, not everyone, as you have probably observed, is willing to bear suffering for the sake of his neighbor. Not everyone stands firm in his place and does his duty. As we will hear tomorrow, many walk as enemies of the cross of Christ, even those that have come out of our fellowship. And they glory in their shame, and their minds are set only on earthly things. To notice this, to be wary of this, to mark and avoid it, and perhaps even to disregard those who come with an accusation against you, this is not prideful or impenitent, dear Christians. It is necessary. It is wisdom not to become a gullible fool when someone tries to weaponize your conscience against you while they themselves are acting unconscionably. Wisdom dwells with prudence, Proverbs says. That is right action. And wisdom finds knowledge and discretion. That means discernment. Like our Lord, and in fact, on account of our Lord's divine wisdom given to us, we know what is in the heart of man. The heart of man is desperately wicked, and no one can understand its depths. All have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. David said in his haste, all men are liars, but he was not telling a lie. It was true. Our biblical perspective on mankind is that we are all of us sinners, Christ excepted. Let this insight then yield prudence in you. We need not, of course, become paranoid, misanthropic, unable to get over sin in ourselves and others, nor unable to show any modicum of trust and good faith to those, especially those of the household of faith. But this much is true. We should never be surprised to find that people are selfish, sinful, perverse, that they lie in small ways and in big. We should know this at least by knowing ourselves. The fears and the loves and especially the trusts that you have in every other person and every other power can never be limitless, dear Christians. Only God is worthy of that. Only God is worthy of all your strength, all of your mind, all of your heart. This, and not the demands for satisfaction that come to us from the wicked, this is why we are glad and willing to admit our wrongs and our contradictions often. Because whenever our heart condemns us, we know one who is greater than our heart. Now, I want you to be pure and to be wholesome and to be honorable, dear friends. I do not want you to be rubes. Show yourselves wise, then, no matter what the world views you as. Wise sons and daughters of wisdom. And in our chaotic world, I think many will take notice of that. Honest assessment, even about the nature of fallen man, is always wiser in the long run than pursuing myths. Desiring to be good in exactly the way that our detractors mock us, it really is a wiser course. And to fail to live up to your standards and then to acknowledge that, this is the highest truth that reason and the law can ever deliver in this world. This is good. And even better, forgiveness. Forgiveness really is better than eternal bitterness an endless blood feud from generation to generation. And all of this satisfying wisdom that we can find even sometimes in ourselves, this is gained fully in Jesus Christ, because he is our wisdom. He is our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption, and not ours only, but even for the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.